Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kneyer, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and welcome to February again. For those of you that may not know, February is Nance Natch, sorry about that, National Cancer Prevention Month. And my guest today is Laura Toole. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. It's good to be with you, Carol.
I'm so glad that you're joining us. And Laura, this is the first time she's been on HealthWorks. And Laura's the Executive Vice President for NROC, which stands for Northeast Regional Cancer Institute, correct?
That's correct. Yes. NRCI, because it's a mouthful, we say NRCI for short, our initials. Yes.
Okay. And I know here in our health office, we kind of give it like a little acronym with some syllables in there, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So can you share with our listeners, what is NRCI again?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Carol. Yes, the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute is a community-based cancer-related nonprofit organization. So even though our name sounds a little bit like a treatment facility, we are not a treatment facility. We do, however, work with across all health systems and across all health providers, primarily primary care providers and oncology treatment providers. We're going to be 33 years old in 2024. So we've been around for a long time, and we're not part of a national organization, even though some people think we are. We're just a regional organization that started, 33 years ago. Our mission is to ease the burden of cancer in northeastern Pennsylvania, and we do that through three main program areas. We have a regional cancer registry that is out in the field collecting and reporting cancer data to the state through our regional tumor registrars. We have a cancer surveillance program. So every year, among other things that that program does, is it collects cancer data and provides a report on the incidence, distribution, and mortality of the 23 most common cancers in northeastern Pennsylvania. So that report gives us a nice snapshot, if you will, of what cancer looks like in northeastern Pennsylvania. And then we use that data or the information in that report to develop programs to try to address what the needs are. And that's our third program area, which is community and patient services. And in a moment, I'll talk a little bit more about what's under that umbrella of community and patient services, because there's a bunch of different things. But that's sort of in a snapshot of who we are and what we do.
Right, which is incredible for our community, for our area, for the Northeast. So when we talk about Northeast, obviously Wayne County is included in that, correct? What other
That's
counties
correct.
covered in that, in case someone's listening, because this does go out to many different areas.
Sure. So we cover right the northeast corner of the state. So that's Luzerne County, Lackawanna, Wyoming, Susquehanna, Wayne, Pike, and Monroe. Now, that being said, people, in this day and age with the internet, that we really take inquiries from anywhere and everywhere. It is focused primarily on the northeast corner of the state, but we, if someone calls us from a surrounding or contiguous county to those counties I just mentioned, but it's not part of our official coverage area. Because we're a small local place, we have the flexibility to help whoever needs to be helped. So that's, I think, one of the benefits of being small and being local.
Right, is to
Yes.
be able to expand that access of information and care that you do, which is wonderful. So
Absolutely.
you mentioned some about providing community or patient services. Can you talk a little bit more about those?
Sure. So under the umbrella of what we call community and patient services, we offer a variety of programs and other special initiatives, again, with the goal of easing the burden of cancer in northeastern Pennsylvania. So one of our signature pieces, really since 2012, has been our community-based cancer screening navigation program. That's another mouthful, but I'll explain a little bit what that is. Through that program, we try to take the burden out of cancer screenings because we know that in all of our busy lives, whether or not we have health insurance, whether or not we have a lot of resources, many of us sort of put cancer screening on the back burner. So this program helps make sure that all of us here in northeastern Pennsylvania are up to date with breast, cervical, colon, and lung cancer screening. So we can help with things like if someone's not insured, we can help pay for the screening. If someone who's not insured and we pay for the screening has a suspicious finding, and again, doesn't have insurance, we can help cover the cost of the diagnostic follow-up. If people have a lot of resources or have insurance but don't have a ride to get to their screening, we can help with things like transportation or other barriers that may come up. And we focus on those four screenings because those are the four that are what we call evidence-based. Those are the four that through lots of research studies, those studies indicate that if you adhere to the recommended national guidelines for each of those screenings, you're less likely in some cases to even be diagnosed with cancer. And in all cases, you're more likely to be diagnosed at an earlier stage when we know that cancer is more successfully treated, and then less likely to die of that disease. So we work to make sure to spread the word about the importance of those screenings and to help people get those screenings.
Right, which is, again, you know, so beneficial to our community. And, you know, I think you really said something very important is the quicker you're diagnosed, if you have that risk factor or if they find that, and the quicker you get treatment, the better the outcomes overall. Yes. We know that, yes. Right?
Yes, we know that. And many people are surprised to learn that cancer, most cancers in their early stages don't have any symptoms. That's why screening is so important, because you're not really going to feel sick until it's advanced. And so we like to spread that message. We like to spread that message through another one of our main program areas, and that's our community outreach or community education programs. So we offer these, since the pandemic, we offer them two ways. We offer them virtually, so we can be beamed in, if you will, to a work site or a faith-based or religious organization or community and civic. But we also go out in the community and do these programs. Usually they're small groups. And again, these programs provide information about risk factors for cancer, ways you can reduce your risk, the importance of cancer screening, and then always with the message, because we're not a treatment provider, of encouraging individuals to talk to their healthcare provider about, based on their personal and family history, what types of cancer screenings are right for them, what age should they begin those screenings, and how frequently should they have those screenings. So the other message we have is everyone should have a primary care provider with whom they can have that discussion with. And if people don't, we're happy to help connect them to those providers in our region.
Right. And I'm so glad you brought up primary care providers because, you know, NRCI works very closely with the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, correct? And for
yes.
those, you know, who may not know, you know, Wayne Memorial Hospital, works very closely with our CHC offices. And so you want to, you know, tell our listeners a little bit more about that partnership that you have?
Sure. The Wayne Memorial Community Healthcare Centers has been a tremendous partner for many, many years, as has Wayne Memorial Hospital for decades, Wayne Memorial Hospital. And since our navigation program became fully operational in 2012, we've worked with the community health centers in particular to make sure that their patient population is up to date with those screenings. So again, we work in conjunction with all of those provider sites throughout Wayne County. They share some very basic information with us about their patient population, and we contact their patients to just make sure that they are up to date with their cancer screenings. If they're not up to date, we can help assess any barriers that they might have to screenings, whether it's, as I said, insurance, financial concerns, if people have insurance but a high deductible, or they don't have any way to get there, or maybe they just have other things going on in their life and haven't made it a priority. We can help them through the telephone. It's a telephone intervention to remove any barriers, and we can do some work on the barriers if needed. And help them go. We don't necessarily direct where they go for their screening. That's their choice and their primary care provider's choice. But we make sure they get there. We do some gentle prodding, gentle education about why these are important, and you know, what can we do to help you with your cancer screenings. And then we also work, you know, with the hospital and the healthcare centers for anyone who may be affected by cancer. So we are a resource for what we call our information and referral service. So we help connect individuals affected by cancer or their caregivers, or frankly, help treatment providers with their patients connect them to local, regional, and national cancer-related resources that may be financial, may be emotional support, may be more information about what the disease of cancer is, help with treatment side effects. As I said, we work with both the community on that that's directly affected, but we often get calls from healthcare providers saying, hey, I have a patient that's really struggling with a particular issue, and we try to find, find if it's available locally or if it's regional or, you know, these days national resources that can help with a variety of those things.
Right, which I think, you know, since COVID-19 and the change in the way we can access information, access resources, like you had said, it could be nationally. So, you know, maybe it could be a virtual support group for someone that may be looking for information, you know, because they went through breast cancer or something like that, right? So the resources that are available nowadays are so incredible.
It is. It doesn't have to be right around the corner these days. It can be, you know, a professionally run support group that is available online. We work with one national organization that recognizes that in some rural areas, having access to a signal or Wi-Fi signal is not always reliable. So there are telephone, still, you know, the old fashioned telephone based support groups as well. But yes, it doesn't, if, you know, what I say is we're a community connector. We are not in a position to be able to provide a lot of these services directly, but we have been in the business long enough to know what's available and to help people find what those resources are.
So speaking of resources, can you give our listeners a little bit more information how to, you know, obtain some of the services that you provide, your website or phone number?
Absolutely. We do have a website, and you can email us through our website. The website is www.cancernepa.org. So that's www.cancernepa.org. Or they can call us 570-904-8808. And one of the things I like about our telephone is that during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, they get a real person on the phone. They're not put through a complicated national call system that, you know, you don't even know which button to press. So what I would encourage people, if they have any questions, they can reach us those two ways.
Right. And I, you know, I visited the website and it truly has some great information on there, and, you know, including a surveillance report that you do, kind of listing all the more, I would say, popular, but more frequently seen cancer in our area, correct?
Yes. And that's of great interest to our healthcare providers as well that are involved, like we are, in designing programs like Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Community Healthcare Centers to try to alleviate the burden of cancer or minimize risk. And that surveillance report annually can help us know how we compare to the rest of the country in terms of how common cancer, you know, the common cancers we have. And then in our case, to develop programs to, to help alleviate that burden.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, for our listeners out there, if you have a chance, visit their website, you know, look at that report, because it really does have some really good information, and information that I wouldn't say surprises me, but, you know, just gives you a different insight. Like, for example, knowing that breast cancer is not the number one seen here, it is lung, right? And
it is lung. Yes. We have higher rates of tobacco use, so we have higher rates of lung cancer, unfortunately.
Right. But again, you know, it also shows not the treatment options, but how the cases can be lowered because of
how to reduce your risk.
Right.
Yep. How to reduce your risk through lifestyle, but also through cancer screenings.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I work with, the Wayne Highland School District, and they have a web wellness website. So I just sent them some information on things that individuals can do to reduce their risk of cancer. You know, not smoking is definitely number one, right? Eating healthy.
Huge, huge. Mm-hmm. And all of those things also reduce your risk of other chronic diseases as well. So you get more bang for your buck.
Right, exactly. Well, Laura, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I think, you know, the information you provided for our community, especially, you know, the individuals who utilize our Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, and how that connection is made.
Yes, thank you, Carol, so much for having me and for allowing us to help spread the word about how you can reduce your cancer risk.
Yes, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.